This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, Bruce Levine. He joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Is it always a delight?
Always.
Yes.
Yep, you are delightful.
You guys have hung up on me many times.
Never. I've never hung up on you.
Delightfully so.
You and David have had your moments. No, but I've always had love for you, Bruce.
I look at the watch, and you know, sometimes I'm on for 7 minutes. I'm going, oh, man, who did I piss off today?
Okay. Well, we'd love to have you as often as we've had you, Bruce. So let's talk today. Cubs, get on the field. Dodgers is the first game. It's on the MLB Network. Bruce, this is interesting because for the first time, MLB is testing the automated ball strike system, or ABS, or robot umps. What do you think?
I love the term ABS, right? You know, it's just, it tells you all you need to know about this. They're going to try it. It's the first time that players and pitchers and batters and catchers are going to be in charge of instantly asking for a replay, and it'll go up on the board. Fans will see the decision made and where the ball went according to the box. So it's going to be a kind of a sideshow of what it's all about. Obviously not used during the regular season this year, but it should be fun to watch the trial. The one thing we know about replay, it doesn't stop at how they started. You remember regular replay back in the day when Bud Selig warned everybody, it's not going to just stop with fair ball, foul ball, home runs, okay? It's going to go all the way. He was 100% right about that. And this will be the same. There will be questioning about umpires when they're wrong, and it also plant a seed for the hitter or the pitcher that the umpire isn't quite on his game that day.
Yeah, I'm curious about it. I'm very curious to see what this looks like today. I know that it's just the beginning and it's on the MLB Network, but why only Michael Busch? Or why Michael Busch? If you're not playing anybody, why does Michael Busch play?
It's pretty common, guys, that when the team travels to the other side of town, mm-hmm. or to another place, the starters don't play. So tomorrow, when you can hear the game on The Score, along with Matt Spiegel and Ron Coomer doing the play-by-play, you'll be able to see more regulars in the lineup. It's just a common practice by managers in the Cactus League and in the Grapefruit League that they just don't travel their players. So Bush today, everybody else back here at the complex and at Sloan, and you know, not a big deal. It's an early start. You're not going to see any of the regular pitchers there today pitching against the Dodgers. So tomorrow might be a little bit different. You'll see the ramping up of starting pitching for the Cubs a lot sooner than any other clubs. Dodgers and Cubs have to start ramping up their starters.
Bruce, last spring I think we were learning a lot about Craig Counsell, getting to know him, if you will. So we kind of hung on every word. This spring, and I want to be respectful here, he sounds bored sometimes. And talking about the first hour of spring training games being what basically is all you can pay attention to, it kind of reinforced that idea. How would you describe Counsell's demeanor so far this spring?
Attentive, but you know, more in command of his area of, you know, knowing the team, knowing the front office. An interesting thing yesterday, you know, as some of the pitchers were warming up on the main field, he was spending a lot of time with Jed Hoyer talking, maybe 15 minutes. And I just think that in the capacity of knowing each other in an advisory role as a guy that can help with, you know, the roster, even though he's the manager, I think it's a much more calming time for the front office and for him. There were times last year where Counsell said, you know, there needs to be better communication with me in the front office. Well, you know, as a getting to know you year, I think there's a real trust and you know, a real use of each other's abilities going on right now that we didn't see last year.
Yeah, I like what I hear from Craig Counsell. I appreciate the fact that he said that his communication with Seiya Suzuki was on him, that he didn't make enough of an effort, he didn't figure out how to get through to him, whatever it was. That's a guy kind of taking stock of the way things went and looking back and expressing a regret, which you don't often hear from people.
I think you identified something, Mike, that we didn't see last year, and that is, you know, self-evaluation and not afraid to tell people that, you know, he made a mistake, he's got to be better. I think, you know, David asked me, you know, about this last year when you guys had me on toward the end of the year. He said, you know, where is the responsibility level for Counsell in a year that's disappointing? And it was a, you know, it was a minor theme of, hey, 83 wins is what they got under David Ross. Why are they only winning 83 with Counsell? He's brought in as the highest paid manager in the history of baseball. The expectations are he was going to be a five WAR manager. You know, I mean, they don't rate the managers on WAR system, but nonetheless, he was supposed to be the difference in four or five wins, and wasn't the case last year. So I think he understands that. First of all, he's more comfortable here in Chicago. Second of all, not afraid to say that he made mistakes. And third of all, I'm angry with him because he made us wait an hour and a half yesterday.
He told us you
are. Was going to be at 12:15, and he showed up at 2:40.
You but do get grumpy when you get impatient, Bruce. I will
well,
say that.
Well, you know what? Counsell is, you know, he doesn't seem like a guy with dancing around with a lampshade on his head, but he's a fun guy. Because he's really very honest. You get good information from him. There's no fabrication in anything. He rarely dodges a question, if ever. So that's the type of manager or coach you pray for when you're a reporter, to be able to have all the information directly from the manager, be able to inform people exactly what's going on.
Bruce, when will they make the Justin Turner signing official? He was in the clubhouse reportedly on Wednesday. When will he speak about his decision to join the Cubs?
Yeah, as soon as they make it official, you know, after they look at all the medicals, he took his medical yesterday. So, oddly, we were in the clubhouse waiting. He first came in, and then he took his medical. It's usually done differently, you know, where the guy does it outside of the area, and then...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The medical people look at it, but you know, hopefully early today they'll make the announcement. We'll talk to him, have some sound from him. He's ready to go, and we'll see how they're going to implement him. I can't wait for council to tell us how many at bats he's going to have, where he's going to play. I think it's going to be interesting. I think I know, and it's not going to be a third base, so that'll be intriguing in itself. Who will be the backup third baseman for Matt Shaw? Will it be Birdie? Will it be Brujan? Will it be Nicky Lopez? Not usually an exciting thing talking about backups, but when you have a rookie starting at third base, it's something you're going to be paying attention to.
Did I read this right, Bruce, that for the Dodgers today, that Yamamoto will be taking the mound at some point, if not starting? He obviously doesn't want to give the Cubs too much of a look because they could shock him in Japan.
No, that's true. I think, you know, the guy started out an unhealthy player last year.
Yeah.
So they want to give him a head start. They also are playing a home game. So you have your home starting pitcher pitching at Camelback Ranch against the Cubs. And, you know, he's a really important player, pitcher for him. You know, Sasaki's a fascinating pitcher this year. This guy's, we forget about it. He's a $300 million player. Mm-hmm. That was injured last year. He's an essential part of their team. I know it's unfair. The Dodgers have every player in the world, but he's a real focal point for them this year.
And the idea of Michael Bush against maybe Mookie Betts and Teoscar Hernandez, that seems unfair.
Yeah, it does. He's got to carry the load today. But, again, baseball starting today. What could be better than that? It's exciting. Weather's nice. Hopefully Chicago people can get out here a little bit and enjoy the White Sox and Cubs. And look forward to reporting games and hearing the games on the Score.
Thanks, Bruce.
You're the best, Bruce. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That's our guy, Bruce Levine. Isn't that weird that there are some Dodgers that might show up just because they're at home?
It's not weird.
They're at Camelback Ranch.
Way too much made about who's in the lineups today. Who is?
No. Curious. Dustin's very upset.
I know he's very upset. I think he's very concerned.
I don't think he cares at all. And I just said that he kind of winced at this.
Craig Counsell says time is of the essence, and we've got to get ready because we're getting on a bird and we're going to Japan. And then he plays only Michael Bush.
It's part of getting ready.
And then it's a tradition. You know,
it's part of getting ready.
When you go across town, you leave the start, and it's early. I mean, it's at 2:20 Central. I mean. Does Michael David Bush have a cup of coffee yet?
Does he have an apartment in Camelback? You know, because it's, yeah, he
it's also 2:20 on the calendar, February 20th. Chill out.
Oh wow, that is angry. All right, it's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score.
For all the lineup easters out there right now.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.